Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Investors have been hearing about new highs in the stock market for some time now, yet when they look at their 401k balances, they're not seeing the same thing. We've asked our next guest to explain why that is. Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Wes, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
So the stock market indices hitting new highs and my portfolio is not. What's going on?
Well, not all the stock market indices are hitting new highs. You know, the S&P 500 gets all the attention because it is hitting new highs. And the Dow did too this year, but not everywhere is hitting all new highs. If you look at small caps, mid caps, they're just nowhere near fully recovered from the 2022 pullback that we had. So you're probably not invested in just large cap stocks. You've probably got some mixture of stocks and bonds are a long way from recovering from the 2022 pullback.
Okay, so why not just go ahead and put it all in where the action is, you know, the S&P 500 index?
We get that question a lot. The first thing is the S&P 500 is 100% stocks. But even if you're relatively young and you've got a long time horizon and a high tolerance for fluctuations, even if your portfolio was 100% stocks, you probably still have other asset classes other than just the S&P 500. The headlines show the S&P is up 20, but if you look at small cap stocks are up maybe 2. So, I mean, there's a big difference. And even just in the large cap space, while the Dow is only up 6 or 7%, you can really boil it all down to the amount of tech exposure that the S&P 500 has. It has a huge amount of exposure to the 7 big tech stocks, and they've just been having another really, really strong year, whereas the rest of the stock market is not having a strong year at all.
So if we were to remove those 7 tech stocks, pretty much all of those are in the $1 trillion value range now. If we were to remove those from the S&P 500, then the index wouldn't be showing nearly as good a return?
Not even close. So you can look at, there's an equal weight S&P 500. So the regular S&P 500 is market cap weighted. So the bigger the company, the bigger the piece of the pie it gets. And those giant companies that you mentioned take up the vast majority of the S&P 500. But if you look at an equal weight S&P 500 index, every company in the index gets 1/500th of a piece of the pie. So they all get the same amount of the pie. It's only up 5 or 6% this year.
So maybe we should just get the media to change what they talk about.
Yeah, well, they like the headlines. They like to shock you, and then you look at it and think, well, why am I not getting that type of a return? And also, you know, we still get questions. You know, the S&P 500 is so good, and it's been that way for a decade. You know, a lot of clients ask, why do we have all these other areas of the stock market in my portfolio? And the answer to that is, you know, other than the last 10 years, the S&P 500 is not the rock star that it appears to be. You know, if you go back to from 2000 to 2010, the S&P 500 was the worst place you could have been for that decade. You know, back then it was international stocks, especially emerging markets. Those were the best places to be. Then we had a few years where mid-cap stocks were at the top. And then we've had this nice run of about 10 years where the S&P 500 has just been heads and shoulders above everything else. And it really boils down to the tech stocks. And I know tech has historically kind of gotten a little bit of a negative connotation to it, and that's because of the tech bubble of the late 1990s. If you remember, that tech bubble got incredibly overbought and then busted, and then we had 3 straight years of negative stock market returns. So the tech label kind of got a bad name to it, but the tech companies we're talking about now are very different. I mean, you're talking Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Google, those names that, you know, those companies are very intertwined in our lives, our daily lives now, and they've got huge revenue streams, very regular, reliable revenue streams, whereas the big tech companies from the late 90s, most of those were not profitable or they were startups and never had any actual revenue or earnings. So it's a very different tech stock now run that we've had over the last decade than what we saw in the late 90s. I mean, the tech stock run that we've had lately, you know, you could argue it's pretty justified because, you know, everybody is so dependent on those big tech, 7 tech companies.
Well, Wes, great information. As always, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Happy to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.